All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I'm going to start off down in the Southeastern Conference in a big SEC East showdown as the 13th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs travel to Columbia, Missouri to take on the 23rd-ranked Missouri Tigers. Now, you look at this Georgia football club, and it's going to come down to running back Todd Gurley. He's been a workhorse all season for head coach Mark Richt, and you can expect more of the same this Saturday if Georgia's going to win. Now, Mizzou has quarterback Matty Mock, who has been, you know, more than just a game manager. He's going back there and making things happen for head coach Gary Pinkel. But you look at this Missouri defense, and it is once again tough, and you can expect Michael Scherer at linebacker to have a big day, along with defensive lineman Shane Ray, who already has 7 sacks this season. Now, Missouri went to Athens last year and upset Georgia, and I think they get the job done at home this Saturday, and I'm taking the Tigers by a score of 30-24. Now, the Red River rivalry does not have the same feel for some people like it has in years past due to the fact that both Texas and Oklahoma are not ranked in the top 10. Of course, Texas comes into this game unranked, while the Oklahoma Sooners come in ranked number 11 after they lost on the road last week against TCU. But it is still Texas and Oklahoma. It is still one of the few rivalries that we have left in college football, and I'm going to enjoy it. Now, for Texas head coach Charlie Strong, he has his young quarterback Tyrone Swoops, who has been getting his feet wet the past few weeks, and he's going to look to rely on running backs Jonathan Gray and Malcolm Brown. Now, this Texas defense does have some playmakers. You look at Jordan Hicks and Steve Edmond at linebacker, and if Texas is going to pull off the upset this Saturday, these two must be active. Now, defensively, Texas has 19 sacks this season, along with 9 interceptions, so they are going to make life extremely difficult for this Oklahoma offense. Now, you look at Trevor Knight at quarterback for the Sooners, and like I said before, which Trevor Knight are the Oklahoma Sooners going to get? Is it going to be the good Trevor Knight, or is it going to be the bad Trevor Knight? But one thing is certain, Oklahoma head coach Bob Stoops can rely on his running game with running back Samaj Perine. This guy's a true freshman, and he's making things happen back there. You look at wide receiver Sterling Shepard, and it will be important for him to move the chains on third down for Oklahoma this Saturday. And then, of course, this Oklahoma defense led by linebacker Eric Stryker, who has 3.5 sacks this season. But the big man in the secondary, I'm talking about defensive back Zach Sanchez, already has 4 picks. Some people expected Oklahoma to come into this game and blow out Texas. That is not going to be the case. Charlie Strong and his crew have a lot of pride, and he is trying to establish his brand of football in Austin. This game, of course, will take place at the fairgrounds at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, but I'm going to take Oklahoma by a score of 28-20. Now, in the ACC, the Duke Blue Devils travel to Atlanta to take on the 22nd-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Now, the Blue Devils are looking to avoid an 0-2 start in the ACC. Of course, they lost on the road last week in Miami against the Hurricanes. Now, you look at Duke quarterback Anthony Boone. He's going to need to have a big day if Duke is going to get the road victory. David Helton at linebacker for Duke has 51 tackles, and he's going to be all over the field this Saturday trying to stop that power option running attack from the Yellow Jackets. Now, Justin Thomas, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, is a dual threat, and of course, under Paul Johnson, once you have that option attack, your quarterback runs more than he throws the football. This game is in Atlanta, and Georgia Tech right now is playing with a lot of confidence, and I'm taking the Ramblin' Wreck at home by a score of 31-24. Now, another game in the Big 12 has the 9th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Waco to take on the 5th-ranked Baylor Bears. Now, TCU quarterback Trayvon Boykin had a big game last Saturday as TCU upset Oklahoma, and he's going to need to have another big one again. This TCU defense under head coach Gary Patterson has 15 sacks this season along with 7 picks, and that is going to be important as they look to frustrate and stop Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty. Now, it's just not about Bryce Petty with this high-powered offense at Baylor under head coach Art Briles. You look at running back Shaq Linwood, who is averaging 5 yards per carry, and of course, 2 of Petty's key receivers in KD Cannon and Jay Lee. But this Baylor defense is unheralded. They are averaging, just giving up in the range of 12 points per game. You look at defensive lineman Shane Oakman, who already has 5 sacks. As a team, the Bears have 19 team sacks. And, of course, Orion Stewart in the secondary already has 3 picks. This is going to be a good affair, and I think Baylor gets to show the nation what they can do. And I'm taking Baylor at home by a score of 37-27. An ACC matchup has the Louisville Cardinals on the road to take on the Clemson Tigers. Now, when you think about Bobby Petrino, the head coach of Louisville, and the teams that he has, you think about offense. But right now, Louisville's defense is getting the job done, as they are averaging, giving up just under 13 points per game. They also have 21 sacks on the season, and Mr. Holloman back there in the secondary has 7 picks. But you look at this Clemson offense, and they have been better under quarterback Deshaun Watson, 12 touchdowns to only 1 interception, and he's going to look for his big-time wide receiver in Mike Williams, who is averaging nearly 25 yards per reception. Of course, defensively for Clemson, you can't go that far without mentioning the name of Vic Beasley, who already has 7 sacks this season, and I think Clemson's defense will be up for the challenge in this one, as I'm taking the Tigers at home by a score of 30-24. A huge tilt in the SEC has a second-ranked Auburn Tigers traveling to Starkville, Mississippi to take on the third-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs. Now, of course, you look at that high-powered rushing attack for Auburn, and you think about Nick Marshall, the quarterback, and of course, Cameron Artis Payne at running back. This Auburn defense has been up for the challenge this season, folks, as they have been giving up just a shade under 15 points per contest. But you look at Mississippi State under head coach Dan Mullen, and he has a quarterback that people are thinking about as a Heisman Trophy candidate right now, and I'm talking about Dak Prescott, who can both run and throw the football. You look at Josh Robinson at running back for Mississippi State, and he is averaging 7.5 yards per carry. I think Mississippi State has too much momentum at home. Of course, they had the big victory at home last week against Texas A&M, and I think that home crowd in Starkville leads them or helps to get them to the 41-34 victory. Now, in the Pac-12, the 12th-ranked Oregon Ducks will be at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the 18th-ranked UCLA Bruins. Now, both of these teams were upset at home last week. Oregon lost to Arizona, while UCLA lost to Utah. Now, you look at Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota. This guy is still unflappable this year, folks. 15 touchdowns, and he has yet to throw an interception. And, of course, it's not just about Mariota, as Oregon has a good running game with Royce Freeman and Tyson Thomas Tyner. Now, you look at UCLA quarterback Brett Hundley, and you have to ask yourself, which Brett Hundley is going to show up this Saturday? If it's a good Brett Hundley, UCLA has a tremendous chance to win this game at home. Now, the running game for UCLA is led by Paul Perkins, who is averaging nearly 6 yards per carry, and Jordan Payton has been a one-man wrecking crew at wide receiver this year, and he needs to have a big game in this matchup this Saturday. Defensively, UCLA linebacker Eric Kendricks has 58 tackles this season, and it will be imperative for him to put some pressure on the Oregon running game. But this UCLA O-line has already allowed 22 quarterback sacks this season, which is not good for business. Oregon right now is the better team. Both of these teams cannot afford to lose 2 games in a row, as a loser more than likely will be out of the national championship picture. And I'm taking Oregon with the road win, 38-24. Now, in the SEC, the 7th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks. Now, of course, Alabama is looking to right the ship after they lost on the road last Saturday at Ole Miss. Now, Blake Sims, the quarterback, you know, some people aren't on the bandwagon yet. He's making plays, of course. He did have the interception to seal the loss for Alabama last week, but I think he's going to have a bounce-back game this Saturday. Of course, running back T.J. Yeldon will need to be more of a workhorse this week for the Crimson Tide. Why? Because Kenyon Drake, their other running back, is out right now with an injury, and you still have Amari Cooper at wide receiver, and this guy can go out there and make plays. I expect linebacker Xavier Dixon to coming to the game plan for Alabama, because the Tide defense will need to stop this power running game at Arkansas, led by running backs Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams. I think this is going to be an old-school blue-collar type affair, and I think Nick Saban, the Alabama head coach, is going to breathe somewhat of a sigh of relief. Why? Because Arkansas runs the power eye. It's no spread offense. It's no razzle dazzle. And I think Nick Saban and his crew can get back to the basics. And because of that, Alabama gets the road victory by a score of 30-17. Now, staying in the SEC, the third ranked Ole Miss Rebels will travel to College Station to take on the 14th ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Like I said last week, going into the Alabama game, which Bo Wallace is going to show up at quarterback for Ole Miss? That's going to be the difference in this game for the Rebels. Now, of course, he had a big game last week, and he will once again rely on his top wide receiver, Laquon Treadwell, to get busy against this Aggie defense. Ole Miss defensively is only averaging giving up 10 points per game. You look at DB Cinquez Golson, who already has four picks. Now, on the flip side for A&M and their quarterback, Kenny Hill, he's been on point this year. Of course, they just struggled last week on the road against Ole Miss, and I expect him to get back to form. Malcolm Kennedy and Josh Reynolds at wide receiver need to step up and have big games for the Aggies at home. Defensively for A&M, you look at defensive lineman Miles Garrett, who already has 6.5 sacks this year, and it will be important for him to put pressure on Wallace and that Ole Miss offensive line. This is going to be one of those classic games where the last team that has the football wins, and I think it's A&M at home as they win this one 47-45. And finally in the Pac-12, the USC Trojans travel to the desert to take on the Arizona Wildcats. Now, of course, the men of Troy had that tough loss at home last week to the Arizona State Sun Devils on a Hail Mary. But Cody Kessler, their quarterback, needs to get back to the form that he had earlier in the season when he was passing the football more efficiently. Of course, under head coach Steve Sarkisian, USC will rely on the running game with Javaris Allen, who is averaging over 5 yards per carry to this point this season. USC's O-line has allowed 13 sacks this season, and you look at this Arizona defense led by linebacker Scooby Wright that will look to put pressure on that O-line and Kessler. Now, of course, Arizona had the big victory on the road last week when they upset the University of Oregon. And, of course, Rich Rodriguez, the head coach at Arizona, is really getting things turned around, and he has his team believing. He has them believing because of his spread offense and quarterback Anu Solomon, who has 14 touchdown passes on the season, and running back Nick Wilson is averaging nearly 6.5 yards per carry. Now, wide receiver Caleb Jones can do some damage, as he already has over 500 yards receiving this season and 6 touchdowns. But the two big factors are going to be Solomon and Wilson, because USC's run defense has not been good this year, and that will be the difference in this game as Arizona gets the victory at home by a score of 38-30. Those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports, and if you're on Facebook, you can also check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday afternoon's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.